This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's that kind of time of the year where they start to project a little bit about the rosters for teams and how did the analytics site at least view the starting lineup or the potential starting lineup. Like most of this is figured out. We kind of already know. Really, the debate starting wise is whether or not Josh Simmons is going to be the left tackle, whether or not Kingsley is going to be the starting left guard. Other than that, we kind of know how this is playing out, right? Isaiah Pacheco will be the number one running back for this team on the depth chart heading into the season. You know, defensively, there's maybe a few more questions, but I think we, for the most part, kind of know how this is going to play out. Maybe there's a debate on is Jalen Watson still going to be viewed as a starting corner along with McDuffie and Fulton, or is there a chance that Noel Williams, the rookie, could end up factoring in there? But they were going through and grading out. You know, they have some players based off of, I think, last year's grade. Some of them are just flat out projections. And so, like, they have Mahomes, like an 83 grade, Pacheco 79, Kareem Hunt 74. And you look at how they projected the starting roster. Do you think, based off of this, is there any starter listed that you disagree with? Because the one that I still seriously question, Cody, at left tackle is Josh Simmons. Like I am still very skeptical that he's starting week one. They project him to Pro Football Focus. I would love for that to be the case, but I still think there is a pretty good chance that Jalen Moore is the starting left tackle week one.
The amount of money they gave Jalen Moore, and look, they didn't give him like he's the starter no matter what money, right? If they had given Dan Moore the contract he got, Gold, we're probably having a slightly different conversation. But because of the amount of money they gave him, he's definitely in very serious consideration. And you and I will not know whether or not Joshua Simmons is capable of playing until August. It's June. So like today, Andy Reid will talk, maybe Andy Heck will talk, and they'll be like, hey, how's he looking? In what? Curls? He's not doing any leg workouts right now. He's not on the field. Yeah. He's not healthy enough to play. This isn't a knock. He's coming off a major injury, in which will take time. And so to project him as the starter right now, I think is a little premature. Every other player on there, I was just looking at the offense. I'm like, it lists Isaiah Pacheco as the number one running back. I think that that's accurate. It lists Rice and Worthy as the two number one wide receivers, like one and two. I think that's accurate with Hollywood Brown being third. The offensive line, other than Joshua Simmons, we agree with, probably make the most sense. This is the part of the PFF Pro Football Focus one that started to make me feel uncomfortable. Because their projected defensive line, I did not feel comfortable with. A defensive line that includes Chris Jones, Mike Pennell, George Karloftis, Mike Dana, and Felix Anudika sharing the outside edge spot. That sound like a good defensive line?
Don't mention a Charles in here.
That's the part that's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Like, I just
Charles is mentioned in the article below.
I think, yeah, from Arrowhead Pride, yeah.
But he's never been a full-time starter, and so I'm wondering if they're just thinking, like, maybe Dana would take his mini-snaps?
I disagree. Again, they're grades that they list next to the names based off of some college grading, some NFL grading from even a couple years ago in some cases. I just flat-out think they whiffed Pro Football Focus on their starting projection.
You think the other edge cannot, is Charles Aminihue, not Mike Dana, and that Mike Dana
or Felix. I mean, at least Felix even. Like, I just think it's flat-out wrong. Charles Aminihue, who's back on a one-year deal, who, if he has a full season, I think is a 10-sack guy, an 8-10 sack guy, I really do. he, if we were to project the starting lineup, would be the starter today before Felix Anyadike Uzomah. Not before Mike Danna necessarily, but he would be right there in terms of snaps with Danna. I think this is off. Like, that's poor research on PFS part. Felix, I would love for him to have a great year in his third year in the league. We've talked plenty about him, obviously, where he was drafted. But Charles Omenihu, unless he gets hurt and is unavailable week one, and he has an injury in training camp, Felix is not getting more snaps at the beginning of the season, as in the projected depth chart, projected lineup.
The only other thing that stood out is that I kind of hoped Jaden Hicks would maybe get a mention as a, you know, as a possible starter for the team, because I kind of want him to win the job over some of the other guys who've been fine. I'm not saying Connor and Cook haven't been okay. They've been okay safeties. But with Justin Reed gone, I actually think it should kind of be an open competition at safety, and may the best man win. And I think that that could very well be Jaden Hicks by the time this thing is done. But, I mean, just going back to it, even if you replace Charles Omenihu, replaces Danna, and Danna replaces Felix Anyadike. So, like, the line is...
What about Mike Pinnell being listed as a starter? Mike Pinnell's a nice...
Norman Lott. That would be the more important thing. They didn't really list any rookies as potential starters for this team other than Joshua Simmons.
Mike Pinnell serves a great role for this team. He's helped this team win a Super Bowl. We've had him on a training camp before. Nothing against him, but I don't believe I would list him as the starting defensive lineman opposite Chris Jones. Now, my only thing, and I don't know if they do this for every team, is Pro Football Focus, they projected the 2025 starting rosters for all teams. Are they refusing to put rookies? They're not, because Josh Simmons is listed as a starting left tackle in there. So I don't know what they're doing.
You don't agree. That's why I'm asking. Yeah. Are there any surprises?
Yeah, I think
Omar Norman Lott would make a lot of sense to me. If you said,
or Tillery, he's not a rookie, but Tillery over Mike Pinnell, I would even say is a possibility there.
Yeah, that's fine. But I mean, I don't know if I'm like,
does it matter?
Like,
I guess.
Yeah, like I'm not blown away by either. If you tell me that's a starting defensive tackle, I'm like, that'll fix it.
I hear you.
Like, I still think that there's a depth issue and a top-end talent issue, unless, again, George Karloftis takes another 10% increase in what he has already done to be a very good player in the NFL, and Chris Jones returns to form. That will solve a decent chunk of their problems for a team that was top three in sacks 2 years in a row before last year, where they were near the bottom of the league instead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.